In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Those were the glory years. Those were the days of old, when they had a land of their own and freedom from their enemies. They celebrated great victories and witnessed amazing acts of God. His miracles done among them made the ears of other nations tingle. They feared Israel and their God back then, back in those good old days. But now, those glory years of old were a past memory and far, far away. The ancestors of those who enjoyed those glory days are now being held captive in Babylon. They have become the spoils of a war that they were destined to lose, with a weak and helpless army trying to do everything themselves without the help of God. Oh, if only those mighty acts of God done in the past were here right now. But then there was that word from the prophet Isaiah that we heard today. The Lord opened the mouth of Isaiah to speak his word to his captive people. A word for now, a word for the future, a word for always. Isaiah says, God delivers his people for something new. God delivers his people for something new. In our Old Testament reading from Isaiah chapter 43, God reminds his people of his love that he showed them long ago. He brings to their memory how he delivered them from Egypt, calling them out of slavery to live in a new land. But the mighty Exodus event of God's grace and mercy was now just a distant memory. It has been more than 7 centuries since that first Passover lamb was sacrificed and the firstborn sons of the people of Israel were spared. With a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, God had brought Israel through the mighty waters of the Red Sea and drowned chariots and horsemen and an army of Pharaoh, while Israel passed over into a whole new land, a new home, streaming with water and flowing with milk and honey. But now, God is telling his people that they were to remember not the former things, as verse 18 says. Remember not the former things. Why not? It was a time for something new. A new deliverance from another foreign people. A deliverance from Babylon, unlike what took place in the past. God desired that his people not grieve over the past glories that were lost, but instead look ahead to what their deliverer God would do next. He was going to do something new. He was going to deliver the people of Israel from captivity in Babylon and return them to their old new home. He will make for them a way in the wilderness that previously wasn't there. Water will spring up in the desert that people will drink of it and live. He will cause a pagan emperor to sweep through Babylon and conquer the conquerors, who will then lift up his captives for a special honor. How often has that happened before? The spoils of war will be favored by foreigners, and they will be allowed to return to their homeland that had been scorched, and God will cause it to flourish again. Through the prophet Isaiah, God points his people to look for this deliverance that will come. Rather than looking back on the glory old days of the Exodus and living with this retrospective anguish, the Lord wants his people to see him as their present Exodus God, who is leading them into a glorious future. Their deliverance is not going to take place as it once did, but in a new way, a way that will liberate for an eternity. In the past, God's mighty works are always a testimony of his power and faithfulness, but he always gives his people what they need for each new day and for the future. And as with all deliverances by God, it's all by his grace, his mercy, and his power, and not by the doing or merit of his people. Of course, there is nothing new about that. And so it is with God and his people today. Our God delivers us from our pasts and makes us something new. As sinners, we do have a past from which we desperately need deliverance. Sin and its bondage over us and our own captivity to Satan, death, and hell. But we also have present needs that weigh us down and demand our attention and care, and we beg release from sickness, relatives in poor health, surgeries, family frustrations, drama and failure, stress, embarrassment and sorrow, and much more. And with all that, we start to think how life was in the past, before all these troubles began, and a longing arise for those times to return. But God desires that we, in all situations, look to the future deliverance as he daily bears us up. For he is our salvation. Salvation belongs to our Lord, as our introit from Psalm chapter 3 said today, and as we sang just a little earlier. Our God is the God of salvation, the God of deliverance for his people from present sufferings and from death. As God has delivered his people in the past in many and various ways, so he delivers us. Even though we may not always see or recognize his deliverance from present sufferings, God has delivered us in a way that has been seen by the world, over both by physical eyes and the eyes of faith. God's ultimate new way of deliverance for his people by the means of the cross of Christ, delivering us from the guilt of our sin. So many times in the Old Testament did God demonstrate the miraculous ways he worked for the deliverance of his people from death. The Passover lamb, the passage through the Red Sea, even the return of the exiles from Babylon. And then again, God did something completely new to deliver his people, to deliver us all. He sent Jesus, the Lamb of God who died for the sins of the world. He shared our experiences, even our suffering and death, that he would be the one to offer and give perfect and eternal deliverance to you. He passed over from death to new life and returned from the grave to raise us also. Through Jesus' blood and merit, you are delivered from the sins and slavery to sin that held you. You have been made into something new. The old is gone, crucified with Jesus, who then brings about something new, himself within you. The new Christ in you, he is the one who has promised and guaranteed new life with him. And that's what Jesus wanted to do to those people that he met in our gospel reading. The Pharisees and the scribes, that he was trying to do something new in their lives. And they would have none of it because they were holding on to the old, to the past, to their way of doing things, instead of looking to Jesus, the cornerstone, that wanted to do something new in their lives. And he was there. The new thing was right there in front of them. And sometimes we stand like that as well. We don't like the new because it's uncertain. We are good with the old, and even the even more old, the good old days. But we need to be ready for the Lord to work in our lives and give us that new thing that he wants to work in us. Because he has already done something new. The old is gone. Crucified with Jesus, who then brings about something new, himself within you. And besides that, he has formed us to be this his brand new people by working faith in us. Faith looks past our present situation, what our present situation is, and considers what is greater, that is, Jesus Christ. Faith looks forward with the hope and expectation of deliverance from sin and death. Now, sin and death do bind us in earthly human flesh, but their grip is released in the suffering and death of Jesus. God delivers you to new life through a new thing, baptism. Baptism. All that water that we heard talking about today, the water which Israel passed through, the water that drowned the Egyptian army, the water that God has caused to sprout forth in a desert wilderness, all that water now drowns your sinful nature. From those waters, the new man, Christ himself in you, daily emerges to live before God and in righteousness and purity forever, living in our baptism and living in his word and faith until we die. Deliverance will again sprout forth as God will do something new to raise you from death, to give you the new life that never ends. Our deliverance is not because of anything we have done to merit or earn it, but it's totally by God's pure grace and power. And there's nothing new there. God delivers us for something new in us every time forgiveness is realized. Baptism, every time our baptism is remembered and cherished. Every time Christ's body and blood are discerned in and with the bread and wine given and shed for the forgiveness of sins. Every time when the Holy Spirit awakens us and tunes our ears to hear the old, old story of Jesus and his love to a people who are always in need of deliverance. By God's word and spirit, we do look back in thanksgiving to praise God for all that he has done for us. And we see his mighty hand at work to deliver us each time we look back to our baptism. And we look back to the last time we received the Lord's Supper. We don't need to look that far. From these encounters that God has with us, we live looking forward in expectation of the newness that God brings us in other ways, knowing by his pure grace and mercy that we, by faith in Christ, are delivered for an eternal future in life with him. To those endless days of deliverance and release from suffering to eternal death, we look forward in eager expectation. For God has formed us for himself, a new people, with something new, so we can forever declare his praise. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.